Praise the Lord. Dear friends, tent is a place of refuge, protection, and care. But there can be times when the tent is broken or shaken. Today, I would like to reflect on a verse of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 20. Disaster overtakes disaster. The whole land is laid waste. Suddenly, my tents are destroyed, my curtains in a moment. Tent is a place of protection. It protects us from the rain. It protects also from the dew. And it protects in the desert from the sandstorm. It's a place of refuge, the tent. Tent means also relationship. People who live in a tent is a family. It speaks of protection, it speaks of friendship, it speaks of sense of belonging to. Those who are in the tent belong to each other. But there could be occasions when all this seemed to break down. Protection is taken away, families are under threat of separation, disaster can befall the people, individuals, families, even nations. This is a situation that Jeremiah experienced and expressed in a lament. Jeremiah was called to speak to a people under threat of total destruction, a people who was facing invasion from the north, a people who were asked to call to conversion. So Jeremiah, who as if in a vision, saw a great disaster coming over the people, was crying in bitterness. In chapter 4, verse 19, we read, my anguish, I writhe in pain, o'er the walls of my heart is beating wildly, I cannot keep silent, for I hear the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. So this was the introduction to the disaster that is shaking the tent, that is tearing the tent apart. The disaster was going to befall on the people. And the prophet knew that this disaster could be avoided if the people would turn to the Lord. The disaster could be avoided through a real conversion of hearts. But instead of converting to the Lord, they were trying to protect themselves with political alliances, not changing their lives, but defending themselves with arms, weapons, and alliance. This would not help them. There could be situations in our lives also when we see that the whole protection, everything that we depended on, is falling apart. Family relations might be strained. Divorce might be threatened, or husband and wife separate, leaving the children orphans. Maybe the protection that we experienced in our health is also going. Terminally ill you are, the doctor may tell you. Maybe all the relations you depended on is also shaking. The entire life is crumbling down. Where can we depend? Where can we go for hope, help? So it is here again that the Lord functions as our tent. Even when this earthly tent is shaking, the Lord will protect us. The Lord will help us. But in order to find His protection, we should turn to Him with all our hearts. With all our hearts, if we call upon Him and rely on Him, we will be safe, even when the whole world falls to pieces. But one thing we should also do, not only concerned about our own safety and security, we should pray for the whole world. It is not only the individual's life, but the entire globe is threatened with destruction. We have to pray, intercede before the Lord, for the whole nation, for the whole world, As Jeremiah felt the anguish, we should also feel the anguish in our heart for a world, for our neighbors. Amen.